Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Taylor Swift made history at the Grammys last night, winning Album of the Year for the fourth time. Tracy Chapman won our hearts again. Billy Joel and Joni Mitchell were rock royalty, she on a throne with a scepter. But the chairman, Jay-Z, made everyone sit up straight when he accepted the Dr. Dre Global Impact Award. The rapper used his speech to calmly blast the Recording Academy for overlooking black artists, pointing to his wife Beyoncé, who's won the most Grammys of all time, but never the night's top prize.
I don't want to embarrass this young lady, but she has more Grammys than everyone and never won Album of the Year. So even by your own metrics, that doesn't work. Think about that. The most Grammys, never won Album of the Year. That doesn't work.
Evie Ayani is an award-winning culture journalist and music critic. Welcome back.
Hi, thank you for having me back.
And thank you, because I don't think you got a lot of sleep. You were in the audience when Jay-Z made his speech. No notes. Your reaction, and what did you see around you?
I think everyone was waiting for someone of Jay-Z's stature to make a speech like that at the Grammys. But I also know that it was unexpected, first and foremost, because not many people had insight on the fact that Jay-Z would be winning an award, because the Recording Academy did not promote his participation for such a prestigious award, which is an issue in itself as far as snubbing black artists and black art.
Yeah. Well, as we said, he implored the Recording Academy to do better in recognizing black artists. He called back to DJ Jazzy Jeff and Will Smith boycotting the Grammys in 1989 because the rap awards weren't televised. He said he'd boycotted them at once. Take us back through this history and what people do see as snubs.
So I'm so glad that Jay-Z pointed to the historical connection of most black people's frustration with the Recording Academy and institutions of the like, because this has been going on for decades when the Grammys did not televise the first rap award. And then this year, the Grammys did not televise the main rap categories on the main telecast, nor did they televise the first inaugural category for best African music performance on the main telecast. Yeah. So it's not just hip hop that's being snubbed. It's all forms of black cultural productions globally that have continuously been snubbed. So Jay-Z pointing to that history specifically with hip hop also speaks to the other genres that black people have created and want recognition for, not necessarily from the Grammys itself, but from this part of the world and from these institutions that celebrate black art and celebrate black artists occasionally or arbitrarily.
Yeah. Well, there was also that moment some people might remember when Kanye West tried to take Taylor Swift's award away from her one year because he felt it should have gone to Beyoncé. That moment might have come out of nowhere for some people, but obviously not for people who've been simmering, you know, over this issue. We should say SZA won Best R&B Song for Snooze. R&B singer Victoria Monet won Best New Artist. You know, your thoughts on them getting their due?
I think Victoria Monet being sort of the people's champ right now and winning Best New Artist was really celebrated. SZA being celebrated in the categories that she won but being snubbed for Album of the Year was sort of a bittersweet moment for people as well. So it's not to say that black artists don't win Grammy Awards. It's just simply not true, because black art and black music is, you know, sort of the litmus test for what pop culture is driven by and large, for decades. So there's always going to be black artists that are celebrated amongst various categories. But when it comes to the most celebrated moments of the Recording Academy's presence, like black artists not winning Album of the Year, specifically black women never winning Album of the Year, I think that's the biggest concern. Beyoncé is the most decorated artist in Grammy history and has never won Album of the Year. A black woman hasn't won Album of the Year since the 21st century started. There's only been 11 black artists in total that have won Album of the Year since the category was introduced in 1959. And the math on that just doesn't make sense to people, as black people have contributed so heavily to pop culture and the musical canon of this country. So no matter who wins year after year, who happens to be Black, I feel like the frustration comes from the fact that people's contributions are not recognized when they need it most. And it's not to say that the Recording Academy is the first and the last frontier as far as what we value in culture, but it does have a material effect on artists' lives, and it has a material effect on how we document culture.
Evie Ayani, award-winning culture journalist and music critic, along with Jay-Z, giving us something to think about this morning and during the day. Evie, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we should say there was one Black artist who got her due last night, Tracy Chapman. Some of us saw her busking in Harvard Square a long time ago. Last night, she performed for the first time in years. Let's listen. Here's a little of her Fast Car, Tracy and Luke Combs.